And just what do you think you're doing here? I mean, that look on your face of desperation, kinda digging it, not gonna lie. However, you don't know how to ask for a favor. Tell me the sitch, and I'll see if I can work something out. If it's in my better interest, I might just help you for free. We'll see if it's actually free. You want me to smooth things over with Tobio Kageyama? Is it because that masterful picture I took? Yeah, he really does owe me one, doesn't he? But this is about you. I'd have to use my favor to help you, and I'm not so sure I want to do that. I mean, I could, but you'd have to go on my good side. Well, I have two good sides. But that's not the point. Now, I think if you really want this favor from me, you should take me out on an all-expense-paid date. I'm kidding, I'll pay half. If I feel like it. Maybe. Speaking of which, you could pay me with something else. Those looks of yours, they're quite top-notch. You should have more confidence there. I'm impressed. Someone like you's interested in Tobio. Kinda wasted on a man like him, not gonna lie. You could do so much better. Oh, someone who's not into the Cold King? That's new these days. Maybe you have a more refined taste. Maybe you're into someone like me. That's right. I'm hitting on you. What you gonna do about it? I'm just a bit bigger and stronger than you. Not that I'd ever do anything with that. Just saying. And I'm much better looking than him, so just throwing it out there. Oh, did I strike some fancy in you? Well, I don't think I mind that too much. You can adore me all you want, I am the best. So it's just a matter of time. Don't let that negativity get to you. He'll be negative all day long. I guess he's friendly sometimes. I can get along with him on certain occasions. But he's boring to talk about. I'd much rather focus this conversation on you. I mean, come on, look at you. Just a cute ball of feelings that you can't seem to sort out. You want my attention, don't you? Aw, was this all a roundabout way of you getting my attention? Of course I'll take you on a date, and for being so honest, I'll even pay for everything. Why, your looks are payment enough. Aw, look at that cute expression. See? I knew you'd enjoy it. This time we have together, and in 5 seconds I managed to convince you to a date. What's not to love about today? It's gonna go great. Trust me. I wouldn't let it go bad. You gotta trust random strangers. Well, I'm not a stranger if I give you my name, right? Toru Oikawa. That's my name. But I'm sure you already knew, by the way that you were looking at me. Don't tell me. Are you a fan of the bestseller around? That's so adorable. Really adorable. Don't you stop being that cute for even a second, or else I might have to tease you more than I have. By the way, just between you and me, that look of deer in the headlights really suits you. Stay cute, cutie. Here's my number. Call me when you want to have a good time. We have a date planned. Don't forget it. This Sunday. Sunday's about the only time I have spare time after volleyball. Believe it or not, as much as my reputation precedes me, I take it quite serious. And, of course, I'm the best at it. That does help. You're late, little cutie. I thought we agreed on this time. I thought we agreed on 1 p.m. Not 1:05, though I suppose it's called being fashionably late for a reason. Look at you. You're breathtaking. I didn't think you'd look this much better out of uniform. And I mean that in the best way. Of course, if you want to get out of uniform and out of other uniform, we can arrange that too. It's just a joke. Unless... You're too easy to tease, what can I say? I wouldn't let you get away from me when you're that cute looking. And something tells me, judging by your personality and how cute it's been so far, you're a little cutie. Trust me when I say that you're so cute, you make my heart race. It races more by the second. Every spare moment I get to look at you. And when I get the pleasure of hearing your voice, it's like whispers from an angel. Never stop talking to me. Why don't you talk only to me from now on? I can take you by the waist and pull you in, treat you like the angel you deserve to be. Trust me, while I may have a reputation for flirting, it only goes so far with those I don't see potential with. For you, you're different. You've inspired a slight change in me where I'll just dictate all of that flirtiness that I have to you. Hope you don't mind, my little cutie. Just a useless flirt? I don't think so. Did you know that I trained extra hard to make time for you? You should feel special. I train even after training. Because I take my dream seriously. And I take you serious. Even though we just met. Believe it or not, I think it's love at first sight. Though I've thought that in the past, it's never been quite so strong. My heart beating out of my chest when I stare into those eyes. Like I said, your voice does things to me. Oh, it does things. Hey, at least I'm open and honest about it. I'll also tell you that I thought about you a lot last night. Is there a problem with that? I think not. And if I told you little extra details and that there was more you probably don't want to hear about, then you should probably trust me, unless you want to hear the gruesome details. I'll whisper them in your ear, every bit as seductively as they were. But we'll get to that later. First, we gotta get to know each other. Like I said, my name is Toru Oikawa, and I'm here to give you the best date of your life, and hopefully steal your heart as my own. I'm often misunderstood by my peers for being too good. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes my smugness comes off the wrong way, and it's okay. What's wrong with being smug when you're this good-looking? Ah, don't be that way. I think two good-looking people match together even better. And trust me, you've got looks that would kill. If it wasn't for me, I'd say you're a weapon of mass destruction. Well, at least destroyer of hearts. Am I right? Me, your first? Now, pardon me why I think that's kind of hard to believe. You've not had any crushes before? Wow. I mean, that's fine, but I'm also kind of stunned. I've never met someone so pure. It almost makes me feel guilty for the thoughts in my head right now.
Almost.
But not quite. After all, if I lived with regret for these welling feelings of you, they'd never reach you. I'd hesitate and be like one of those stuttering, nonsensical children. And that's not me. I'm an adult with adult needs and wants. That's all there is to it. Now, the real question is, where do we go first? I thought it might be nice to just sit on a bench and talk. Figured it's one of the best ways to have a first date. You know, some people get the misunderstanding that they have to show off. But that just shows where their mind is. They're wasting time that you could be getting to know someone in a movie theater or something where there's no talking, no dynamic. It's what you do with a friend.
And trust me, baby, I want to be way more than friends.
And judging by how every time I stare at you, every time I go close to where you can feel my breath on your lips, you back away. Something tells me that's out of excitement, embarrassment, shyness, you name it. You're pretty bold, though. I'll give it to you. You've managed to stand up to my flirting this long. How do you do it with looks like that? Is it that you get flirted on by a lot of hot men? Probably even women, too. Just a little secret between you and me.
I'm only going to make you one tiny promise today. And that's that by the end of it, you'll fall madly in love with me.
Oh no, I'm not asking you to believe me. Heavens, no. Where would the fun be if you were just all into me at the start? Though I think subconsciously, you already lost. You want to bet on it? Then fine. We'll make today all about you.
Just because you taunted me, now I can't let you go.
And up you go, into my arms. Now we go to the only place that would make sense on a date like this. My place. Moving too fast. That's so cute of you. But understand, I have no ulterior motives. Once I make you fall in love with me, then it's your motives that matter. I'd never in a million years want you to do something that you're not into. So please don't underestimate me. I'm not someone who forces my ideals on others. I'd never even think of it. So please, look me in the eyes. I'm serious about this. I may flirt and have some fun of life, but I would never disgrace someone I like. Because love founded on something like that is not love at all. It's obsession. And I'm not someone who gets obsessed. Sorry, not sorry. I get attracted, of course. But that's an attraction that's always wanted. If it's not wanted, it's not attraction. You understand, don't you? My attraction to you, it's in part how you look at me. It's those eyes. It's that I see the potential, that you see me as something more than a friend, something more than an acquaintance, that we have the potential to be something so much closer. And call it what you like. I have no ulterior motives. That's it. I know, it's quite simple, isn't it? I hope I don't bore you with that. I've got plenty of mystery, just not in something like that. I've had some miscommunications in the past, which led to some broken hearts, and I never intend to repeat it again. It was way back when, in middle school, way back before I was in the first year of college like we are now. I made a mistake. And no, not what you're thinking. It's nothing of the sort. It's more of a mistake of... I led someone on. I got addicted to flirting. What can I say? I think we all make stupid decisions in middle school. It's just what happens. But the point is, I got carried away. Led someone on, and generally just was an asshole to someone who didn't deserve it. I regretted it. So I swore to myself that day, and every day after, I would work twice as hard. Both in my pursuit of my sport, and in being a better man. Sure, I'm not beyond envy. In fact, sometimes you might say I'm a bit petty when it comes to Tobio-chan. But who's counting? We all have our mistakes, don't we? So why focus on those? I choose instead to focus on what makes me happy. It's different for everyone, isn't it? For me, most of all, what I want in this world is very simple. I just want to be happy. If anything else, I want people to respect me for all the hard work I put into my art. Now I understand volleyball isn't the end of all things. I'm not just a volleyball player, and I don't want to be. That's exactly why we're here today. I've been searching for love my entire life. Trust me, ever since I was 3, I was hitting on people 10 times my age. What? I was a good-looking kid. And judging by how my little cutie reacts, I'd say I'm an even more attractive man. Isn't that right, little cutie? Would you look at that? We're already here. Well, what would you like to do? I personally was going to make you a nice meal. That seems like the best thing to do. Talk over a meal and enjoy ourselves in a comfy area. I thought about the park, of course, but I also thought it would be a bit annoying to have other people there. Sorry, not sorry, but I'm not always in a social mood. I want to get to know you. I don't want everyone to get to know you. Is it bad that I get jealous of you? Even looking into your eyes right now, it's like an envious beast awakens in my very soul, and I look at you with desires untold, just like I had last night. Hey, at least I'm honest. Most men won't be honest about their nighttime habits, but I'll tell you exactly how many times. 6. Surprised? You shouldn't be. See, here you are. I was so inspired by your beautiful looks that I made you these. 6 of them. They're miniature pictures of you. I hope you don't mind. I thought it would be a wonderful gift for our first meeting. And also it helped me with the other 6 things that I did about you last night. Now, there's no need to blush. I'm just